Let's see. The planet is hot. Droughts, fires, floods. But our economy is cold. Recession, job losses. What if we could make our planet cooler and the economy hotter? We can. If we end our dependence on foreign oil and switch to clean energy. The carbon pollution from oil and coal that's melting the ice caps and warming the planet? Cap it and spur new investment and jobs in clean energy like wind and solar. Investing in clean energy could provide more than 37 million jobs for American workers in the next 20 years. That's right, 37 million jobs. Closing the carbon pollution loophole makes polluters pay and helps clean companies prosper so they can hire more workers. As a result, the planet cools, the economy heats up. Pretty cool. I mean, hot.
Paid for by the Alliance for Climate Protection.
Hey, tea lovers, this is Betsy Rosenberg, and I hope you know about my favorite brand of tea. If not, listen up. This is not just another brand of tea. It's an entirely different level of tea. I'm talking about Mighty Leaf, the tea that's so delicious it helped my husband and I kick our coffee habit a few years ago. Not only does Mighty Leaf use the whole leaf of teas grown in China, India, and beyond, and come in a flavorful assortment of blacks, greens, and whites, but the pouches that hold the tea are as high a quality as the tea itself. The silk and biodegradable sacks are not only glue, staple, and chemical-free, they're gorgeous and made from corn. Check it out yourself. You'll find Mighty Leaf at Whole Foods markets across the country, in the finest hotels and restaurants, as well as online at MightyLeaf.com. My current favorites are the Organic Detox Infusion and Organic Green Dragon. So start your day with a cup of organic Mighty Leaf tea and get infused with your green routine. In stressful times like these, we need to detoxify our bodies as well as our environment. Discover for yourself why with just one cup of Mighty Leaf tea, you'll be hooked for life. For personal and planetary health, drink Mighty Leaf.
Keep listening to the Green Talk Network for the latest in the sustainability and green movement for all of our futures, today and tomorrow. The Green Talk Network. Spread the green.
You're listening to On the Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg. The phone lines are open for your comments and questions at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send Betsy Rosenberg an email. Her address is betsy@thegreenfront.com. Now, back to On the Green Front with Betsy Rosenberg.
And it is my pleasure to introduce another eco-innovator extraordinaire and also a friend of mine, Joey Shepp. He is a green MBA who has started several green businesses, and we're going to talk about them. They're Green Maven, EarthSight, Open Brands. But first I want to talk about Joey's expertise is really new media and social media. I want to find out how he sees the new media impacting the green movement and how it's really allowed people to get organized and get informed and get inspired without leaving their desk, which can be good and bad. Sometimes we need to get out and about as well. Welcome to the Green Front, Joey.
Hi, thanks, Betsy.
So,
social media.
I first met you in conjunction with Green Festival.
It's a big movement right now.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Start again. Go ahead.
Social media. It's a big movement right now. It's part of a larger shift in culture right now from sort of a top-down approach to marketing to more of a bottom-up. We're seeing advertisement move to more of a conversation, one-to-many to many-to-many. And we're seeing the shift in culture with things like Facebook. We're seeing the shift in government with the Obama administration, transparency in government. We're seeing it in open source software and now in marketing, particularly online social media marketing. So it's essentially a disruptive technology to traditional marketing, which happens to be a perfect fit for sustainability messaging. The problem thus far around sustainability messaging is that without transparency, it's easy for corporates to, you know, fib a little, tell a little lie, and that gets labeled as greenwashing. So social media presents a new opportunity where through transparency, through peer-to-peer interactions, you're able to vet what's going on in the marketing world and get a much more trusted view of what's happening. So that's a bit of the summary of the shift of the landscape right now.
And you're an expert in Facebook and Twittering, and you're helping me join the digital age there. And at first I was reluctant. I thought, oh, who needs to have all these, you know, details of my life or anybody's life? But there I was at, you know, Fortune Brainstorm Green Conference 2 weeks ago. Bill Clinton is speaking. And I said, this is a Twitterable moment. So I am going to do this because I do find myself, in amongst some very, big eco-innovators. And Bill Clinton, I guess now we can say he is green. Now that since he left the White House, he got greener. I'll be with Al Gore next week. Hope to have him on the show. So there really is some benefit, I think, to the green movement and whatever, anyone really interested in this whole area to make this part of the conversation.
Yeah, certainly. I think that there's, many benefits to social media for the green movement. One is that it typically has lower costs. There's a lot of do-it-yourself strategies in it. Anybody can start Twittering and reaching out and creating a following. It tends to be more trusted because it's coming directly from the leaders of the organization or the customers on both sides, and it tends to be more engaging and interactive. So on all those levels, it's really perfectly aligned for sustainability messaging.
Yeah, I guess what I was trying to say there was, Twittering, I thought of as something kind of trivial, and I think of the environmental, work and causes and conferences as being so serious and important that I didn't think they went together, but I was wrong.
Yeah, no, it's having people be able to update from wherever they're at on the road, give feedback to their audiences is just a great opportunity. So you're able to follow the thought leaders directly.
And generate interest, in a greater, wider group. Tell us about Green Maven. That's a green search engine.
Yeah, so greenmaven.com is the world's largest green search engine. We founded that about 3 years ago. What we do is we vet all the search results. So if you search for something like car, you're going to get hybrid car. If you search for socks, you'll get organic socks. So we have Green MBA editors vet all the websites. If you have a green business, you can submit it at greenmaven.com, and we'll review it and add you to the green search engine if you meet our criteria of supporting green values in your marketing message.
And you also have a new green media studio right here in Marin County where a lot of great green things grow, EarthSight.
Great, yes. I'm the principal of EarthSight.net, which is a web strategy firm for sustainable brands. We help companies with social media marketing, green and social branding, and Web 2.0 development. So that's really a basis for a lot of our work, and projects like Green Maven have been come out of our labs within EarthSight.
And you have yet another name, and that's openbrands.org. What happens there?
Yeah, this is an exciting new project, openbrands.org. We have a testing website up right now that you can check out. Essentially, we're creating transparent brand conversations. We're filtering Twitter for what people are saying on specific brands. So we've developed out 500 brand channels on all the major brands like Nike and Amazon and Krispy Kreme Donuts and, everything you can think of. And what you can do is you can watch these brand channels and see what people are talking about in real time. Via Twitter. So really we're trying to show an example of how brand management is moving quickly towards radical transparency. And the brands that embrace that, I think, are going to really get a lot more trust from their customers. So we're an advocate for transparency and what we call the open brand.
And as if you're not busy enough, Joey, you're also involved with Green Festival TV. Tell us about that new venture.
Yeah, Green Festival. Well, I've been the Internet Marketing Director for Green Festival for about 6 years, and one of my passions has been to document what's happening at Green Festival and make sure that gets distributed to the rest of the world all year round. Because what happens is the Green Festival, if your listeners don't know, is one of the world's largest environmental expos, happens in 5 cities with 20 to 30, 40,000 people per event. And, it happens, everybody's really inspired, but then, a day or two later, everybody goes home, and there's no follow-up year-round. So I really felt passionate about documenting it, specifically recording all the speakers that happen and providing that online for free. So now we've launched Green Festival TV, which is an online resource. You can go to greenfestivals.org and go to Green Festival TV, and you can now watch all the speaker videos online. We have it on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can go to YouTube, and you can also now download them onto your iPhone or iPod. So we really want to make this important media on sustainability available to everybody.
Well, so you've got openbrands.org, earthsight.net, greenmaven.com. How much time do you spend in front of your computer every day, Joey?
A fair amount, you know, but what I try to do is I try to focus on the humans behind the technology, and that's what's really important to me is, you know, staying human amongst all this technology and realizing that it's really the relationships behind it all, not the computer itself, that makes the difference. So that's what sort of keeps me sane and keeps me healthy.
Oh, Joey, we're out of time. Thank you so much for all the great green work you're doing and all the innovation you're doing. You're really putting that green MBA to very good use. We'll have
all right,
you back
thanks,
again
Betsy.
Another time. Joey Shep, that's it for this edition of The Green Front. We'll be coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee next week at Al Gore's retraining and reunion of his 1,000 volunteers. Hope to have Al Gore himself on the program, if not someone else from the Climate Project. Have a great green week.
You've been listening to On the Green Front with your